The next item is permits. Those projects over $50,000 with no objection to staff recommendation for approval. Mr. Grab.
Good morning, Commissioner, members of the Commission. We
morning,
have
Mr. Grab.
Five page two items. As the agenda indicates, these are those projects which are in excess of $50,000, which have been subjected to a public interest review for which no opposition has been received, and staff is recommending approval. Briefly, 2A, Town of Mount Jackson's requesting authorization to install 60 feet of sanitary sewer pipe beneath the North Fork of the Shenandoah River. We are, in this case, recommending time of year restrictions of April 15th to June 15th and August 15th to September 30th to protect mussel species. 2B, Vulcan Construction Materials is requesting authorization to construct 340 linear feet of replacement sheet pile bulkhead at their facility on the southern branch of Elizabeth River. In this case, we're recommending a royalty in the amount of $1,700 for that filling of state-owned bottom at a rate of $2 per square foot. City of Hampton is requesting authorization to install a 45-foot by 5-foot open pile boardwalk with a 20-foot by 15-foot L-head, an 85-foot long community pier, also with a floating platform, 1,266 square feet of riprap, and to fill 345 square feet. This is in conjunction with the improvements they're making to River Street Park in downtown Hampton on the Hampton River. Cove Point Condominiums 2D are requesting a modification to their permit. In essence, they wish to install floating wharf and finger pier sections instead of the fixed sections that were actually authorized by the commission for their private use marina on Little Neck Creek. In this case, we are not recommending an additional royalty, provided that the design changes that have been sought and for which they're seeking approval do not result in any additional encroachment of the bold outline that the commission previously approved. As indicated, we've pulled 2E due to a protest we received this morning. And finally, 2F, Dominion Virginian Power, is requesting authorization to install 396 feet of power cable. This is in conjunction, which would be below Smith Creek, Brambleton Avenue Bridge area. It's in conjunction with the replacement of that bridge that the City of Norfolk is undertaking. In this particular instance, because of the schedule of the bridge replacement, we are asking that you approve that along with a $3 per foot royalty, but pending expiration of the public notice period, which will actually expire tomorrow on the 23rd. Unfortunately, should we receive a protest in result or prior to the expiration, we'd have no recourse but to then bring it back to you next month. But assuming that there is no protest, we believe this will allow them to replace the line in conjunction with the schedule that they're operating on. So having said that, I or members of my staff will be happy to try to answer any questions you may have concerning these page two items.
Any questions for Mr. Grab from the commission?
Move the approval of the five page two items.
Still a public hearing.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Not a problem. I'm on the same sheet you are today. Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Let's see if there's anybody in the audience. Is there anybody in the audience pro or con on items 2A through F on the agenda with the exception of E? Pro or con? If not, public hearing is now closed. The matter is before the commission. Mr. Holland.
Move the approval of page two items as presented.
Second.
Second by Mr. Schick. Further discussion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Thank you very much. Next.